Halacha is as follows. Siman Tov Nun Tes Seif Dalet, which is second line. Im Losh Achazman Iso, if you need. No, you're right, we haven't. Right, thank you very much. Page 112, bottom line. Thank you very much. What happens if a woman is kneading the dough, which is perfectly fine? If a lady is, a woman is kneading the dough, and she is using a bit of water, she's dipping her hands in water. There could be a few reasons why she would want to dip her hands in water while she's kneading. Either because.
Makes it easier.
Yeah? Or because her hands are getting warm and she wants to cool her hands. Anyway, her fingers are wet. So now, loisekatev, there's an issue over here. Loisekatev oisam b'mayim, shemetzananes bohem yodeo. What she may not do is take her fingers, dip it into the water, and then go to the dough, and then do that a few times. Why not? For the next batch as well. What would be the problem? Because imagine the dough. She put now her hands in the dough, and now she put it in the water. So the water took some of
the water.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a bit of dough going into the water. So the water is going to become chametz stick. If I do that later again, and I take my fingers into that chametz stick water, and I put that into the matzah, that's perhaps not such a great idea, because then the water, which is chametz stick water, is going to enter the dough, which is therefore going to be chametz stick. Pipneshem is chamim machmitzim is ha'iso, and that makes the iso, the dough, warm, and it's going to become chametz. Elo, rather, yelo kli acher mole maim shetikat. You should have separate water for every dough, every batch. You should have separate batch. Miu ba'avu v'retzina yadeo muta. If a person fails to, if she's doing that because she wants to cool her hands, if her hands are getting warm and she doesn't want to knead the dough with warm hands, as we discussed yesterday. Her hands are warm and it's warming up the dough, and she wishes to cool her hands in water. That's why she's putting her hands there. But she didn't cool her hands in the water, and she just kept on kneading and kneading and kneading, and her hands got warm. Nevertheless, although the dough became warm from her hands, nevertheless, the dough is okay, and we don't. So what happens if a person needed the dough and it was after Zman Isu? So after Zman Isu Chometz, after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Elo, Elu Amayim, this water, Im Shar Amayim, Shiroich Tzim Boem Areva, with the other remaining dirty water, Lo Yishpechem Elo B'mokem Adro. And if you've got the water which was used, to not pour it, the water which was used, and also the water which was used for washing up the bowls, they made matzahs with, and now you're pouring it, do not pour it in a flat place, rather pour it out in a mokem adron, in a slanty place. Kedei, in order, why? Why does it need to be poured in a slanty place and not in a flat place?
Down.
Yeah, and why does it need to flow down? It's not just because of a slippery surface kind of reason, but there's a problem. Why would the water which was used, the water which was used for cleaning the matzah bowl, why didn't it go into a slanty area, not a flat area? Says the Shulchan Aruch, because that water will gather together for yachnas, will become chametz. This is water which was in touch with dough. It's inevitably going to become chametz after a while, and you can't have chametz piled up on a floor. It's watery, but it's still chametz. Therefore, you have to make sure it doesn't gather and collect, but rather it flows out in a mokem adron, in a slanty place. We are kelim, says the Gemara, and the kelim. The kelim, the bowls used, shemisaknim b'matzos, which you use for making of the matzah, v'asakin, and the knife, shechoyschin b'yiso, that you use for cutting the dough, higorem tomit b'shas asiyo. You should constantly rub off, scrape off, scratch off the dough which is attached onto the knife, b'shelo yidbak b'matzik, that the dough shouldn't be sticking onto the knife. And after you completed one batch, yadichem, you should wash it off. Ve'inagme, you should dry it off. Heitev, well, lachsoir, to return. Ve'le second boim pamshen is to go for the second batch. After every batch, you have to scratch it and wash it and dry it. V'zeu adif tfei, and this is better yet. Mimash noagin legoron. This is better than the proper scratching, the thorough scratching of the knife, which is done at the end of the day. Because that won't be, you can't clean it very well through scratching only. Much better, rather, to use water and to dry it, rather than just doing one thorough greira. You should constantly, after every batch, you should wash it off. Somebody is very stringent. He go in, he should scratch off the dough, and afterwards he should wash it off. So best to rub off the dough and wash it off, and etc. etc. after every single batch. Of Yom Tov, what about Yom Tov? Let's say a person made matzahs on Yom Tov, and he has got now on his kelim, he has got a bit of dough. What are you meant to do? You don't have to scratch it off. Say you've got a knife. There's a bit of dough on it, and you used it on Yom Tov for making matzahs. What are you meant to do? What can you do with it? What's the problem? Why should Yom Tov be problematic? What's the shaila? You've got the kelim, you baked the matzahs on Yom Tov, which you can. You used various tools for that. What are you meant to do with those tools now? And why is it different than a random day, if it's not Yom Tov yet? Why is Yom Tov worse? Exactly, very good. Because on the other days, yes, the Shulchan Aruch explains, on Yom Tov you can wash it off through a goy, but you can't just leave it behind because it's going to become chametz. If you may Yehudi, and if there's no goy around, and then you should put those tools and equipment into cold water. Why does cold water help? That's right. If you put it in cold water, it doesn't become chametz. So if you take that knife or that equipment and you put it, although there's a bit of dough on it, you put it in cold water, it will not become chametz. Or yitnem netano, or you can put it in the oven. Sheyefeh habotzek shalem. You've got this tool. You put it in the oven, and that will bake the leftover dough which is on it. Not a great idea.
Why can't I just wipe it away?
On Yom Tov, just to wipe it away. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered by taking it away because on Yom Tov you cannot necessarily do things. You cannot do things which has got no tzarich of Yom Tov. So you have to wash up things and do things if you need them on Yom Tov. But these are things which you're not going to use on Yom Tov. You can't use it on Yom Tov. This is specific tools and equipment which is for baking of matzahs. You're right, though. The Mishnah is going to tell us in a minute that the bowls which you can use for other things. You're right. You can wash it off. Because you can use it in Yom Tov.
Oh, but the tools you're using is, you mean they're used specially just for making matzahs?
Yeah.
So even just simple wipe.
That's. Yeah, because it needs a bit more than just wiping off. It needs a bit more thorough cleansing. And that you can't do on Yom Tov if there's no purpose on Yom Tov. So it holds the Ramah. So putting it in the oven, he says it's not a great idea, but you could do that as well. It's going to bake in the oven. Why is it not a good idea to put it? The Ramah says you can put it in the oven. Botzek shalem, and it's going to bake. That's your point, pretty much. If you've got bowls which you can use for other purposes too, then muta la'atiach, you can wash them off. Yeah, you can wash them off, rinse it off, and wash it off, and use it for something else. That's fine. Next point, you have to be careful. Pareva shaloshin ba, with the bowls that you're using for kneading, shleba shum guma, there must be no cracks, holes, or sedek, shelo yuchal lenakroy achalish v'tachmitz. Whatever you're using for baking of matzah, do ensure that there's no cracks in. Because if there's cracks, obviously, what's going to happen? You're baking matzahs in it, and you're kneading, and then what's in the cracks? It might be a bit of dough, and that become chometz. So whatever you're using for the matzahs, make sure that it is very, very smooth, and there's no cracks. So if there's any cracks, holes, do not use that for the baking of matzahs. Do not put the bowl, which is used for the matzah dough, do not use that on a pillow, on a cushion, which is made out of woolen, because it's going to warm up the bowl. But if it's made out of leather, it's fine. Do not put the bowl which has dough in it on a cushion or a pillow, because that will warm up. Will warm up the, and that in turn will warm up the dough. But on leather, it's fine. Now, I don't know if it means, not sure about this pillow. Do you think it's, if it's just in the bottom, is that okay? If you just place it on the bottom? Is it referring to if it's all around, only then it's a problem, or if it's just a pillow in the bottom? Can you put it on top of a pillow? I don't know. I don't know if it's referring to a pillow which is just in the bottom, is that also a problem, but that also warm up the dough? Or it's just a problem when it's wrapped up, or even if it's just in the bottom, is also a problem, I'm not sure. See, pay. Ovra velosha tachas hashemesh. What happens if she kneaded the dough under the sun? Hapas muteres, it is permitted b'diavad. Of course, you shouldn't ideally knead under the sun. We've discussed that. B'diavad, if she failed and she did so under the sun, nevertheless, it's okay. Ve'ima isa, finally for tonight, zivav ima isa rako. If the dough is soft, lo yosipa kemach. If it's a soft, liquidy kind of dough, you may not add flour to it. Hello, oisa, as you normally would do. If you've got a dough which is a bit liquidy, you normally add a bit of flour. You can't do that when it comes to the matzahs. Hello, oisa isa ktana. Megibol kosher, what you are allowed to do, make another dough which is more solid and harder. V'yarveno ima israko, and mix them together. Why can you not do the former eitzah? Why can you not put a bit of flour onto this liquidy dough? You've got a liquidy dough, you want to add flour to it. Why can't you do that? It will become chometz, yeah. He might become chometz. So therefore, you can't just add that. Because the process has started already, you can't just add flour to it. But what you can do is that you have this liquidy dough, and you want to make it a bit more solid, so you make a very solid dough, and then you mix them together, that will now make it less liquidy, and that will be fine. Because you're not just putting flour onto the dough, because that would be a problem. Says the Rama, V'yachig ha-matzahs me'akemach, you should always distance the matzahs from the kemach. This is a really important addition. You always have to keep a distance between the flour and the matzahs. Ki ha-kemach ha-nitbak b'hen, because the flour which sticks to it, achach b'tavshil, will stick onto it, mischametz, and will become chometz. So you could really have flour which is onto the matzahs. They're eating these matzahs now, and the matzahs are getting wet. Now, the matzahs getting wet, it's baked, it's fine. But the flour on the matzahs is now getting wet, and it's simply going to become chametz. And that's why it's a problem. So never, ever, if you have flour on the matzahs, flour on the matzahs is fine. But flour on the matzahs is not fine if it gets in touch with liquid, because then it will become chametz. By the way, this is one of the reasons, why some people, I mean, there's a lot of discussion about the gebokht. Gebokht, yeah? And ich sehe immer, manche meister, makbidon gebokht. Some eat gebokht, some don't eat gebokht, some think it's a mitzvah to eat gebokht, some think it's a mitzvah not to eat gebokht. So, one of the reasons, which is quoted in the Achronim, to explain where the minhag comes from, is this halach over here. You've got a bit of, you might have a bit of flour on the matzahs, and if now you're dipping this matzah in a soup, what's going to happen? Return to chametz. What happens though if you eat it within 18 minutes? It's hot. It's hot. And therefore? You're saying that it's going to become chametz faster. It's going to become chametz faster. That's what we said earlier, yeah. Yeah. I hear you're saying because the liquid. Yeah. It's if it's left, but if it's. Yeah, it's true. It doesn't need full 18 minutes. Yeah, mischamim would be mischametz miyad, whatever miyad may be. Yeah, it depends on that mishtabu that we discussed yesterday, what miyad is. Yeah, but in theory, I know there are people that will eat kibbutz within 18 minutes. There's such a thing as well. Okay. So. Kibbutz. Gebrocht. I'm not sure gebrocht is in term in its own. I don't know if it's the only other. I mean, I don't know, I think it's worth it. I don't know if it's got any other, I'm not sure. Okay, so to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that if a woman needs to do, I don't know why it's talking about a woman, I don't know if that's interesting actually. Punctus halacha, where it's messed up and it becomes
broken.
Broken only means brechen.
Gebrocht.
It's a bit different. It's a gebrocht and gebrochen. I'm not sure. I don't know. So the halacha is that if a woman needs and she uses water, then the water may not be used numerous times because the water is considered chametzik water. So don't use your hands with chametzik water for the next batch of matzahs. We learned that you should pour out the water which was used in the bowls if it's after the money. So you should pour it out, put it away, and don't keep it stored and build up. But it should be poured away in a slanty area, so you don't have like a puddle of chametz in your dining room. We learned that all the kelim which are used should be washed constantly. Truth is, nowadays we use plastic and recycle and disposable kelim generally, so it's not really relevant. But if in the olden days, you'd have to wash them after every 18 minutes thoroughly. We learned also that don't put it on a pillow, on a cushion, because that's going to warm up and therefore become chametz quicker. Don't knead under the sun. If you did, but the evidence is okay. And then we learned also don't add flour because that's don't add flour to the dough because that's going to become chametz. However, if you do need to make it a bit more solid, just make another bit of very very solid dough and mix them together. That's fine. You should keep always a certain distance between the dough and flour because we are concerned that maybe the flour is going to go into the matzahs, and then it might become chametz. Okay, this is the end of Siman Tov and Tess. Good evening.